listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Central Queensland Local News. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy morning, Rockhampton heading for 26, Gladstone 25, and mostly sunny for Emerald with 26 degrees. Making the news today, Thursday the 25th of May. Health bodies to meet over maternity crisis. The search for Peter Roach continues, and Rocky cops have been busy. Two health bodies claim 150 maternity wards have closed across the country over the last two decades as they meet today to try and prevent Gladstone and Billowela from joining them. Full birthing services haven't been offered at either of those hospitals since mid-last year, which the state government puts down to a nationwide shortage of specialist doctors. Services in Gladstone are expected to resume in the next month or two. The Rural Doctors Association of Australia and Australian College of Midwives say declining investment and a shortage of professionals are to blame for a decline in regional services. RDAA CEO Peter Rutherford says broader training is needed for rural GPs.
What we do see in our rural communities where there is viable and really exciting opportunities in our maternity services is where the doctors and the midwives are working really closely together.
The search for missing 80-year-old Peter Roach in Rockhampton will enter its third full day today as volunteers travel from across central Queensland to aid in the search. The 80-year-old, who has a medical condition which may make him confused, was last seen on Canning Street in the Range on Sunday afternoon. Yesterday, local SES brigades worked alongside those from the Capricorn Coast and Gladstone regions, searching the Depot Hill and Port Curtis areas, while the RACQ Cap Rescue Chopper took to the skies. Anyone with information on Peter's whereabouts should contact police. Rockhampton's Tactical Crime Squad has charged a Kiwanis man with multiple property crime offences. The 22-year-old is facing six charges and is next expected in the Rockhampton Magistrates Court in July. While in a separate incident, a 32-year-old West Rockhampton man is due in court next week after allegedly running from the officers in North Rockhampton. And fatality-free Friday is on tomorrow, and Queensland drivers are being urged to commit the Road Safety Pledge. The message is stay focused, scan the road ahead, keep a safe distance and drive to the conditions. Tristan Voris from the RACQ says it'll help spread the message of safe driving and save lives.
Last year on Queensland roads, 297 people lost their lives. So for having a fatality-free Friday is so important to setting a precedent for good driving behaviour all year round.
Let's take a look at some sport now. There's been questions over the selection of CQ locals in the Maroons' State of Origin side. Storm coach Craig Bellamy says he'd include Harry Grant in the starting lineup and make room by moving Ben Hunt to a different position. Cam Munster has told Fox Lead they'd both impress, but Hunt has earned his place.
You can just tell by last year's Origin series. He was probably one of our best consistent players and won us the game in game three, scoring that match-winning try at the end there where they chipped and chased. So Benny's earned his spot.
And Emu Park will host the third annual Reefy Beef Rugby League Carnival this Sunday, with the men's beef side hoping to continue its flawless record. And now you're up to date with what's happening in CQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.